Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Welcome to TWiT's coverage of Comic-Con 2011. I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Sarah Lane. I'm hot. It's sunny out here.
My
body temperature is.
What'd you think?
I
meant it's really warm out here.
Right. Yeah. Well, I know that you.
Yeah,
didn't
that's
mean.
What I meant.
I didn't want anyone to think I was bragging.
That over there is Comic-Con.
Part of Comic-Con.
That is the
Comic-Con
San Diego Convention.
Big.
That over there is also Comic-Con.
There's a Hard Rock Cafe party going on right now, actually.
And
do you see the Ghostbusters?
Yeah. They're walking. They're
right behind the car right now.
They're not afraid of no ghosts.
This is just a taste of all the things you will see at Comic-Con because people love to dress up. There's so many things going on, but one of the best parts of it is the people watching.
Yeah.
Which we've just started to do.
We're going
to
give you a little inside look at the people watching, which is some of the best part of Comic-Con. And what we're going to do for the next couple hours, meet up with Dick DiBartolo from Mad Magazine. He's going to show us some of Dick's picks from the Comic-Con floor. We're just going to see what we find and also check our bags.
Yeah, the bags won't stay with us much longer. Mine's very heavy.
Yeah, mine's extremely heavy because I have all the swag
the monster computer
in it.
Hell,
so, yeah.
And that.
So anyway, now is the best part of Comic-Con. This is where we make Hilton, our cameraman, walk backwards.
Yes, Hilton. Big round of applause for Hilton.
Huge round of applause because Hilton
is
going to be
keep
in deathly hell for the rest of the 2 hours.
As the day moves along. And of course, Lin Fu, who's
our producer.
Walk backwards.
Yeah.
It's a family affair. It's a
It's sort of like an assisted living situation where Lin guides
Hilton
back.
Can't do it alone.
So
smiling.
As you can see, we're in Gaslamp District of San Diego. It borders right up to the convention center. So everything spills out. You got people hawking all kinds of wares, giving out all kinds of swag.
You know what I love about
There's
Comic-Con
a train
is...
in San Diego takes you right to the convention center.
That's
so
true.
This is
we're
where the action
across
is.
The tracks right now.
What do you love about Comic-Con?
Well, just from all right. So this is my first Comic-Con. So I have nothing to compare.
Wait a minute, really? This is your first Comic-Con?
This is my very first
You've
Comic-Con.
You've never been to Comic-Con
never
before.
Once. So
you've
I
been
hear,
to Dragon Con?
I hear, no.
You've been to WonderCon.
Yeah, I was there with you just a couple months ago.
So you've been to, you've trained.
I've trained.
Yeah.
But everyone says, oh, every year it gets bigger and bigger. So this is going to just be, I think, an overwhelming experience. And
you've
I
been to CES, though, the Consumer Electronics Show.
And that's, I hear
similar to Comic-Con.
On the level. But you look around and it's like you've got some people who are dressed up.
Sure.
You have some people who are just obviously here for the comics, and they're hardcore. They've been doing this every year. And then you've got some people who look like they're just, I don't know, came down to see what all the fuss was about.
Yeah, so
kids,
adults. Take the Consumer Electronics Show, remove all the people in suits, and put them in superhero outfits.
Love it.
You know, or their favorite character of any kind, and you've got Comic-Con.
Well, it's a good group of people so far. We're in beautiful San Diego, so you can't go wrong with the weather. And
you said the right thing.
Thank you. Thank you. You see?
You must be a native.
All right. Yes. Native San Diegan here. What does San Diego mean anyway?
Do you know what San Diego means? Is it just San Diego? That's all it means, right?
I think it means a whales something. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard
something
that
Something about whales?
Too. I heard that.
All right.
Something. I'm not sure that's correct, but.
Dating ground.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Lots of Ron Burgundy jokes.
I can't
They're
help
thick
myself.
On the ground here in San Diego.
I just can't help myself. It's been a while since I've been here, so I'll try to get all the Ron Burgundy stuff out of
all
the way.
All right, so this is the entryway.
It's the entryway
to Comic-Con. Hey, Lin, where are we meeting Dick? Is there a particular door we're meeting Dick at? This way.
The bags of swag have gotten, they're like backpacks of swag, actually.
All right, so hold on.
You'll see them on people's backs.
Over there is Hall H at the very, very far end. That's where a lot of the big panels happen with the stars. Ballroom 20 is around the corner from that. Then it's G. Then it's F. Then it's C, D, A. We're going to meet Dick at Hall C.
All right.
It just gives you a sense of how huge this convention center is.
Big.
And the entire thing is filled with panels and booths from small comic vendors all the way up to big movie stars. You'll see Paramount here. You'll see CBS. But you'll also see people who actually know Twit right over there.
Twit, twit, twit. And curiously, quite a few baby strollers, which is going to get interesting
people
bring
their families here because it's comics. It's, you know, you'll see people dressed up as Bob the Builder.
Family.
You'll see freaking Brian Tong here. And he's like, he's just like, no,
hi,
I don't want to talk.
Tong?
I'm busy.
Right here.
Oh, okay,
so,
good.
So I think this is the time where we're going to get rid of our bags and make walking around a lot more fun. It's heavy. I'm a real person. Okay.
They're very serious about the security.
Bag check. Coat check. Open till. Open till 2? That can't be right.
2 a.m.?
That concerns me. Oh, open till 2 a.m. I have one bag to check. How late are you guys open?
Well, you're going to need to wait about 15 minutes.
Oh. Understood.
Oh.
Well, maybe for 15 minutes we can hang out. Okay.
Okay, great. So we're on air live right now.
So this is one
of the big bag.
This is one of the challenges.
He got bags full of bags.
One of the challenges of Comic-Con is the logistics of it.
Right.
Like their line
that coat check
support
is my worst nightmare.
Well, their line support is like crazy organized.
Mm-hmm.
Their ability to stop traffic from bogging up in the convention involves telling everyone where they can actually squat down and rest and where they can't.
Yeah.
And you get annoyed. You're like, oh, why can't, there's nobody here. Why can't I just squat down? But it actually makes a difference because if they just let everybody go wherever, it gets all clogged
all of a sudden,
up.
And
you know, and people are stopping to take pictures of Aquaman and Aquawoman.
I am enjoying their tights.
They have a tight ship and they
very
run it really
nice
well.
Very nice green tights. Tights make everything better, especially when they're worn without shoes.
Okay. So we're going to maybe have Dick try to meet us at the coat check so that we can actually check
our
bags.
I'm going to take my bag off because it's heavy.
All right, fine. I put mine back on.
Well, I think
I'm also sunburned because I was out in the sun for like 10 minutes.
Did you get sunburned?
Yeah, I got sunburned on my arm right there.
So anybody who wasn't watching TNT, which we streamed earlier, it was a lovely venue. It was really cool. We were at the proper gastro pub, which is just down the way a little bit.
Right by Petco Park.
Yeah, we were walking back from there just now, and it was awesome. But it's warm outside, and we were in the sun, and Tom got a little sunburned because he didn't put on sunscreen like I did.
Did you put on sunscreen, really?
Yeah, I do that every day, and I also wear long
sleeves.
You put
on sunscreen for interior lights, though, right?
I put on sunscreen every day because you just never know when you might be outside.
Well, I know that very harsh studio lights will give you a burn.
No.
You're so pale.
No.
Yeah,
well,
no,
if it's me, you're right. Yeah. I'm just unlucky. Again,
I am just as pale, but not as good at thinking ahead.
Right, yeah. He used the hotel lotion without SPF.
Does that not work?
Doesn't work.
That's like baby oil.
No, it smells good though. It smells real nice.
So right over here is registration.
This is where I got my press pass.
It was very
painless.
Yeah,
this morning.
Very, very organized.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number is on the close to a million people that come and visit Comic Con, but
a million.
It is ridiculous.
So
and look, there's Andrew. He was at the meetup early.
Hi.
Okay, so Dick's going to come over. Dick DeBartolo from Mad Magazine, Mad's maddest writer, is going to come over and meet us here. He's going to take us over, show us the Mad Magazine booth. We're going to get Dick's pics from the floor, and we're just going to see what else we can find.
I would love to have Dick show me the way of Comic-Con, because I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm sort of just like deer in headlights. No, I don't.
No, and I've only been coming here for 3 years. And Dick is a
long-time
veteran.
Exactly.
He hasn't been here in a couple of years, but he used to come back in the day when the show floor was actually dominated by comic sellers. And that's one of the things you'll find is it's actually, there's comic sellers out there, and still a huge part of the show, but you almost forget they're there when you're at certain parts of the show floor.
What were the posters that we were seeing down in the streets of San Diego that was
popular
like...
Popular
arts convention.
Celebrating the popular arts.
Right, which it does, but I can see that that's... It's trying to appeal to someone who's I don't like comics. It's still the show for me.
Film and television has really glommed onto Comic-Con in the past 10 years. as a promotional mechanism, as a way to get people really excited. Last year, it was, what was the horrible movie about the invasion from outer space?
District 9?
I can't remember. It was so bad, I've wiped it from my memory. But year before that, District 9
was
advertised everywhere.
Yeah.
This year, actually, Captain America, Ghost Rider, there's not one movie that's dominating, but you see movie advertisements everywhere. Because they're trying to dominate the mind space of the people who are influencers, the people who will actually tell other people, this is the movie to see.
I do feel like of my friends on the internet, there has been a lot of Captain America buzz.
Yep. This is
well.
Some
friends
coming
have been wearing costumes.
Just a couple weeks.
It's a comic favorite.
It's
so we'll
Brian
see.
Brushwood's pick in the summer movie draft.
He has
it's
Captain
his
America.
Last pick. Yeah.
Well, he may run away with the whole thing.
The one thing I always feel not so good about is my ability to identify the different costumes. It's a test.
You are well. You're very good at this. Eileen is also here just for fun. She's been in panels all day.
Well,
she's been live tweeting Walking Dead coverage.
That's what
What's
you do
happening?
At Comic-Con. You actually go and you stand in line. And they don't clear the rooms out. So if you want to see, say, the Torchwood panel or the Doctor Who panel, you generally have to get in line a couple panels ahead of time, an hour, 2 hours ahead of time, sit through a panel before yours to make sure you're actually able to get in the room to see your panel.
So you can't just waltz in.
No, it is not that kind of place.
Stuff.
Yeah, not unless you're a movie star.
There's too many people. Unless you're a movie star. Damn, how do we become movie stars?
Well, I think we go back in time and start
get
acting.
Get younger.
Get younger, start acting. And then get lucky.
Not
now,
impossible.
Here is an awesome one. Now, I don't know if that's a character from something I'm just unfamiliar with or if it's just a take on a zombie, but she's in a cart, and she's obviously eating
a heart.
Some sort of heart.
I think it's an aorta, and it's almost like a beautiful maiden who's bloody and eating a heart. I don't even know if she's a zombie. I think she might just be heartless and I've needed one. Every once in a while, someone will walk by, and I feel like they've walked in here by accident because they've got this look like, oh gosh, what have I done? Where am I? Lynn, there's no way you can carry all the stuff. It's really heavy.
Coat check is full, and Lynn is going to carry all of our bags. Lynn is now our Sherpa. All right. Okay, so we're meeting Dick at B now. That's the new plan.
Dick at B. Got it.
There's A, there's B, there's C, there's D, there's E, there's
Hello
F,
there.
There's G.
I like Hollidge. Your eyes. Very nice. Okay.
Yeah, I figured he might say that. He likes your eyes.
Oh. Is that what you get when you say things
like
that?
I like your eyes. Yeah, yours aren't bad either.
Yeah, you got good eyes, too.
Well, he was a dead pirate.
He had red contacts. Which
what do you expect?
It was actually very frightening, but I thought I would compliment him so that he didn't hurt me.
As we were walking through here, Hilton, I would say just kind of shoot ahead of us because you're going to see a lot more interesting things with people dressed up.
We're normal. We're the normals.
Than us. Although I'm not seeing anything. As I say that, I'm not seeing anything. But yeah, there we go. There's some sort of devolved human.
Got a panda head. Obviously, a big Pablo Sandoval fan.
Yeah. You'll
Comic-Con.
See people dress up as actual real famous people, not just fictional comic book people.
It's just an opportunity to be your favorite actor.
Yeah. I mean, it really is licensed to dress up. It's Halloween. All this. You dress up as whatever you want. Nobody's going to look twice at you unless you've got a really good costume, and then they're looking twice at you in a good way.
So let's just say that we had dressed up today. We didn't because
sure.
We didn't think it through enough.
We dressed up as hosts.
We're adults, adult people.
That's boring.
But if you were like, okay, money is no object and I can wear anything, it'll be comfortable, what would you dress up as? What would be your ultimate superhero costume?
You know, I'm tempted to say Doctor Who because I'm a big fan of Doctor Who, but then... You know, that's done.
What?
There's one right there, actually.
There's
a Doctor, current Matt Smith era Doctor Who. But that, I don't know if that's really my style. I'd probably dress up as Beck.
Beck the singer?
Yeah.
Oh. That's,
I've been told that.
I feel like you are dressed as him right now.
Oh, it'd be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd probably dress up as Leia.
Well, you know, there's actually, it's funny, there's a picture that went up on Reddit years ago that was credited as me in a Leia costume at a very unfortunate angle. And it isn't,
but it's not you.
No, it's not. But I've seen that picture for many years, and so now I'm like, well, I'm definitely not dressing up as Leia because angles happen.
Well, you want to make sure that you pick the right Leia.
I would love the Togo Leia.
There's a Togo Leia is very safe.
Very modest.
Not a lot of bad angles there.
Do a little bun action and you're good.
But I'll be honest, lots of people pick the slave Leia.
I think the crowd prefers slave Leia.
Many do.
Oh, my goodness.
Many it prefer works. Pirate ninjas.
Pirate ninjas. You no longer have to choose.
Yeah.
They're...
That ninja just killed that pirate. No, wait,
she's supposed to fall and die, right?
Yeah.
Was it just air? An air gun.
No, she's undead.
Oh, I
pretty
see.
Pretty sure, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good stuff. That's a beautiful gun. I like it a lot. Looks very authentic and dangerous.
You know, you do have to get your gun checked at Comic-Con.
I thought...
Not like you have to check it in, but they have to check it and make sure it's okay.
You can see, weapons check, lobby
right
E.
You have to go to
it's
lobby E.
It's actually something that people have to do and make sure that the weapon can be
and
taken
then you have
around
to show that you've had your weapon checked out so that...
Well, and it's not just actually hurt anybody.
Obviously trying to make sure nobody brings in a real rifle, but also just make sure that it's, you know, not got the kind of thing that could be used even accidentally to hurt people.
A homebrew gun.
Yeah.
Let's make sure it's
watch
not
out, the
backfire.
Katana is about to get you.
Oh, all right.
Well, and this is the other thing, is people who dress up love to be stopped and have their picture taken. That's why they're dressing up.
You're not dressing up to be ignored.
No, of course not.
You wouldn't go through all the trouble. You want people to like your stuff.
I don't understand a ninja with a machine gun, though. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I get that. I really miss the chat room right now. I don't know if I have enough battery life, but... Oh, okay. We're just going to meet him right there. We're going to go to the DC
it's
Comics. That's where the
Ewok Moon. That's the best shirt ever.
Oh, that is the best shirt ever.
I love it. I want it.
You win Comic-Con, sir.
I thought 3 Keyboard Cat Moon was the best one. That has topped it for me. That's no moon, but...
That's a space station.
Right. That you finished my thought. How'd you know that's where I was going?
I have no idea.
All right. So this is... where are we? C? So there's MAD. Are we going to meet Dick and MAD?
Is that big banner that says MAD?
That
is that
MAD?
How we get to the MAD
is
booth?
Is that how we get there? This is already bigger than WonderCon, and I've been
welcome
in the,
to the Comic-Con show
in
floor.
In Hall C for about 30
hello, silly
seconds.
Chicken.
And I don't know what to do with myself.
So as you can see, we
Shinjuku,
actually have
an area of
people
area of
who
Tokyo
do comics. You get comic artists, you get comic resellers, you get
you've
comic
got,
sellers.
You've got games,
and
you've
then
got
you get,
toys.
You'll get huge... You know, the Avengers booth is actually dominating because of the movies that are coming out, including not only Captain America, but the actual Avengers movie that will come out later. But look, there's the MAD booth right there.
There's the MAD booth.
And it's...
now we're just looking for
good old Alfred
Adi
dressed
Bartolo,
up as the Green Lantern.
Who I'm sure we'll see. Wow, that's an awesome poster.
So we're looking for Dick DiBartolo.
I would have that on my wall.
Has anyone seen Dick DiBartolo?
Lethal Force is authorized. So here we are.
Dick!
In that area. Dick DiBartolo.
Mads,
hello,
Mads,
where are you? I okay, saw there. Thor, but I didn't see Dick.
There's MAD stuff.
We could look at Batman made of Legos while we're waiting.
Oh, that is impressive.
Isn't
check that out. Oh, there he is.
Where?
I see him.
No.
He's over there.
Yes. Here he comes now. He's motioning for us to go towards him. Well, hi, Dick DiBartolo.
I don't know
I
if you knew we'd
we
run
ran
into you,
you,
but...
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
What are the chances?
The chances are, I just called you 3 minutes ago and I said, could you walk down the aisle? The chances are 100%.
Yeah.
98 anyway.
Hi, I'm Beck. Nice to meet you.
I asked Tom what he was dressed as, and he said Beck, of course.
Oh, I know. You know, the funny thing is I came in here, and people were going, look at him. He has no dye in his mustache. Look at him.
Yeah, they start to mock you when you don't have an outfit on.
You know, the maid guys are going to go sign somewhere else. So I'm going to introduce you to the publisher and the art director of MAD.
Fantastic.
And they're going to talk about the spies. And it's right.
Of course, we're also talking to the only, is it the only person who's ever had something published in every issue?
Yeah, I set the record of, at the Comic-Con, it's now 408 consecutive issues.
Congrats. And you won an award. Congratulations.
Yeah, a real one, not like a fake one. Steven Spielberg is coming tomorrow to get an Inkpot Award. And before my presentation yesterday, they said, Dick, we brought you out here not only to do your show, but to give you your own Inkpot Award. I said, did you say Stinkpot?
Yeah, you're like, you're putting me on, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a real, honest to God award.
Congratulations,
yeah.
That's fantastic.
So eBay, I would say in about 24 hours.
Right.
No, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. So do we have time
Let's go this way.
Dick is leading the way.
Here we go.
And it is crowded. Hello, gentlemen.
Sarah. This is John Ficarra.
Hello, John.
Sam Viviano, Sam's the art director. John's the editor.
John, nice to meet you. I'm Tom Merritt.
Sam.
Nice to meet you, Sam.
And we're talking about the 50th anniversary of the spy.
And we are actually live right now. So
we are.
Say
so
hello
is,
to the audience.
We're with Twit TV, so everyone at home is watching us and very excited, and you're actually, besides Dick, the first people we've talked to all day.
Well, we're leadoff hitters.
Well, we'll only go downhill after following Dick. He's a tough act to follow. But we are celebrating Spy vs. Spy, which was created by Antonio Prohias 50 years ago. And he created it as a one-shot, and 50 years later, it's still in the magazine every issue, and arguably the most popular feature in the magazine.
Well, it's iconic. I mean, I see the spy people used as just kind of generic representations of spies all the time.
Yeah, well, Antonio created them when he left Cuba, and he literally fled for his life because he was a political cartoonist there. And when Castro took over, he put his name on a death list to be killed because Antonio was very critical of the Castro regime. So what we did this year was, and it was totally an idea by Dave Croato, one of our editors, we sent out blank Spy vs. Spy figurines to a bunch of artists and toy makers and just asked them to go mad on it. And some fabulous results, starting with this one, which is the Prohias family, and they actually did a mashup of a spy and Antonio at his work desk. That's exactly what his desk looked like and what he wore.
That's fantastic.
Well, interestingly enough, right next to it, if you can bring around here, is the spy figure painted by the current spy artist, writer, Peter Cooper. And so you can't see it from your angle, but he's got the black spy painted on the front and the white spy painted on the back. Okay, great. If you can get it behind. Okay. There you go. He's getting it.
Would you say that this is your favorite? There are so many to choose from. I mean, they're all really unique.
Well, my favorite is actually the accumulation of all of them because they're all so different. Some of the artists chose, just as Peter did, to paint the figures, but others made them into incredible assortments. Down here you see one by Steve Kiewis, who added a prosthetic claw. And
we have sort of a Chainsaw Massacre one.
Chainsaw
here.
Massacre by Sket 1. Felt Mistress above it did this fascinating one, treatment, a Wild West figure with a felt coat and a hat and a cactus. One of my favorites here is done by one of our fellow people at DC Comics, and it's down here in the bottom. Wait, I thought it was. I missed it. Oh, here it is. Sean Knapp. 187.
Wow, that one's nice.
And he turned into a gigantic cyborg statue.
Almost like a Boba Fett type of a thing.
Exactly, exactly. Oh,
my friend George Gaspar from October Toys did Bob the Devil here. You have an all-star cast doing
this.
It is
an all-star cast. Many of them are Mad artists. Right now you're looking at the work of Harmon Mejia, who does a lot of work for us in Mad. And next to him, the venerable Al Jaffe, the fold-in master, who at the age of 90 is still doing fold-ins.
That's amazing.
Create a spy. But many of them have no real direct connection with MAD. They are artists that Dave Corrado liked or one of us suggested, toy artists. There's one around there, I guess you can't really see it from here, by a Pixar artist. It's it's been a fascinating thing from the moment the first one came in to see these things come in, and everyone different, everyone clever, everyone just eye-popping. And then when we got to have them all together in these cases, we've just been... And to watch people look at them. You can actually see through the case the people looking at the toys. It's been quite...
Is there anybody that you know of that has the biggest spies collection? Has anybody ever sent in a photo where you're like, wow, they really have more than I've ever seen before?
Now, are you talking about spy versus spy art or spy toy? I don't think so. But as John said, the spies are so iconic that I would say more often than not, when you ask somebody what their favorite feature in MAD is, spy versus spy might be the very first thing they say. And that to that end, we are putting out a coffee table book this year, the Spy versus Spy Omnibus, which includes every single Spy versus Spy that Antonio Projias wrote and drew in full-page, beautiful printing. So we're hoping to get that out by September, I believe. Yeah. So keep your eye open for that. Now, the other point I want to make, too, is that Spy versus Spy lives on, even though Projias passed away a few years ago, under Peter Cooper's wonderful writing and drawing.
Well, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Tom, I don't want to... Dick, did you want to come? I'm sure you've got a lot invested.
I really do. And the amazing thing is Sam has been... He's been here for 2 days now, and but he acts authoritative, doesn't he? He's amazing. Yeah.
You seem like you belong, to say the least.
Yes, we don't know what to what, but you do belong. Anyway. We're going to roam.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I know you have another autograph signing.
That's right, yeah. Okay.
We'll thank you so much for showing us some of this stuff. It was, it's really impressive.
Well, thank you. And anybody who is at Comic-Con today or coming tomorrow or Sunday, definitely come to see this at the DC Entertainment booth.
Can't miss it. Yep. Can't miss it. We're right under a rather large poster.
I love the chat.
Yeah, just look for the DC Comics book, or you'll see the MAD sign hanging up from the ceiling as well. John Ficarra, thank you so much for chatting with us. And thank you for doing the magazine. It's a fantastic magazine.
Why, thank you very much. And you can subscribe anytime you like.
So nice to meet you guys.
We'll give you a free copy.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you.
Enjoy your time. And, yes, come by here. If you're coming to Comic-Con, you can't miss it.
All right.
No,
beautiful stuff.
Now, Dick... Yeah, we're just going to roam. Did you have a couple things in mind to roam towards?
The Star Wars. Well, you know what? I'm not quite sure. We may see them on the way. Oh, good.
We've got some Star Wars-ish collectibles.
Oh, okay. There's a company that's making Star Wars leather jackets, but they don't have the final approval yet. So if you want to ride on a motorcycle in leather and really be threatening, this is the way to go.
When you say they don't have final approval, does that mean it's not Chewbacca, it's like hairy alien guy? And
I think they're really trying to get the official. I'm sure if they don't get the official, it'll be that. It'll be, chew cigarette instead of chew, right.
Right. Faux-baca.
That's it, Faux-baca.
All right, well,
there's something interesting when we get down to Lego.
All right, well, let's make our way towards Lego. We've got Dick. We've got
Legos.
Dick's picks.
Yeah, Dick's picks is something like. Also, something I didn't know is that toy manufacturers, or at least the people at Lego, they made a special edition of the game, this new toy that's coming out that's only being sold at the con.
Now, that's not unusual for smaller publishers, but a big publisher like Lego, that's a big step.
It'll be out in October with a couple of pieces missing. So it's like you have to come here to... And they sell 125 units twice a day.
That's crazy.
Say to the lady, can I ask you a question? She said, get on the end of the line. I said, no. Oh, my, what's going on here?
Well, this is the Marvel booth, and it looks like
they've got all the superheroes.
Some of
the
best Avengers cosplay folks up on stage. We definitely got to take a look at that.
Wow, that is amazing. Where's your costume, by the way?
I'm wearing it.
Oh, okay. It's very non-threatening.
Yeah, it's. Can you guess what it is?
Hobo.
Podcaster, but you know, almost the same.
It's the same. It's one.
That's a semantic dispute.
If you look up hobo in the dictionary, it says podcaster.
See also, right.
So these are our Avengers, everybody. The lucky few.
I guess these folks are picked by Marvel as the best cosplayers of their Avengers crew.
I guess so, yeah. Wow. I mean, I wonder if they were picked out of the crowd. Probably not.
No, I think they brought them in a truck just so they look. No, right. It is amazing the number of people here in weird stuff. And also, blood is big.
Blood is big.
Yes, people walking with axes in there. You know, Blue Cross should set up a booth here because they could sell a ton of
They do have a blood donation van over by Petco Park.
They really do? Oh, okay, okay. Well, then we know where is my blood going? So they buy my blood, and then there's a guy at the back of the van saying, hey, do you want to buy some real blood for your costume?
Now, there's sessions going on while we're here. Look at all these people on the show floor. You can't even move 2 feet. But there's also sessions going on in all kinds of ballrooms, all kinds of conference rooms, all over the place. I just got a text message that Kate Mulgrew just announced she'll be in 4 episodes of Warehouse 13.
Really?
Kate Mulgrew is Captain Janeway from Voyager.
Yes, absolutely. That's amazing. Yeah, yesterday the cast of Twilight was here, and the night before, the line was around the block. The night before. Yeah. I, you know, I did a mad panel here. The line formed 3 minutes after I started. So it just gives you an idea.
Now, was that on the way out of the room?
Both, right.
The line for the bathroom?
Yes, the line, exactly.
You know, Veronica Belmont was on a panel last year, host of Techzilla, and I thought, oh, you know, it's a smaller panel. I'll just show up, you know, 5 minutes before, and I was shut out, even in a smaller room like that.
It is amazing that the people run around with these elaborate schedules. I mean, the fans here don't seem to take this with any sort of humor. They're here to see the people they want to see and not look silly in any sort of way.
You cannot look silly at yeah.
If I got out on the window ledge, would you save me?
Of course I would save you.
Oh, okay, very good. Wow. Did you make this costume or is this a commercial?
No, I work for Marvel.
Oh, okay, very good.
I was going to say, it's very well done.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Is that a Frisbee?
No, it's my shield for battle.
Oh, okay, good, good, good. And who is this person?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay.
She's pretty hardcore, whoever
yeah.
she is.
Yes, I know.
Do you think you could take her?
I think I could. I don't know. Yeah, I got my shield. My shield does wonders.
Hey, Blondie, Wonder Woman over here.
Hey, it's not Wonder Woman. Get it right.
This is Captain America.
Okay. What is it?
Mrs. Captain America.
I didn't know that he was married. Okay.
He's married.
He's a family
man. I'm the one that keeps him under wrap.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Mrs. Captain America. All right.
Are you waited until movie? He made Captain and then...
Definitely.
Yeah. You're going to be in a new movie? You are in a new movie.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Good. Okay, we'll look for you.
All right, thank you.
It's a good shield.
Now, that's what's so funny
good
is she's
shield.
Actually an official Marvel employee out here in front of the Marvel booth, but we can't tell.
It's funny. It's like, because hi, are you here?
You're absolutely right. They have more people here dressed as people who aren't employed here. They could save money and just pay the people who already own the costume.
Well, and some of these people, they do it year after year at multiple cons, and they get really good at it.
Yeah, no, it is amazing. My favorite thing, I hope we run into them, is three guys just wearing cardboard boxes with various that they've cut the cardboard boxes so they look like they're various masks. And it's some sort of mind game where you have to create everything you wear. So that sounds like, you know, kind of fun, you know? A lot of the darkness thing is because of The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead actually is the people who work at Twit trying to get the studio ready.
Yeah, Alex Gumpel, one of them.
Yeah, exactly. The Walking Dead trying to get it ready for Sunday night.
Up all night, no sleep.
Yes.
I heard some news about the Walking Dead show earlier today that they're trying to cast a character called the Governor. No spoilers, but anybody who's read the comic series already knows who I'm talking about. And they mentioned Ed O'Neill, the guy who's on Modern Family, used to be Married with Children.
Yes. Oh, my word, because I think I did the takeoff on that, and I remember his name. Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
Yeah, you do see a lot of skin at Comic-Con.
Now, that's got to hurt if you try to fall on your back. Wow.
Or on anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she's also employed by the Because I see her picture up there.
I think so. Hey, guys. Ooh. Oh, speaking of The Walking Dead.
Here's people in line.
Yeah, we are.
You meant the show. Leo's back at the ranch.
Studio.
I love that. Where's Leo? Doesn't he have something better to do? Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, this weekend he has a really good excuse. I love all these posters. I mean, they're really larger than life. This stuff is huge.
I heard that there was 135,000 people registered to come to this.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That is a lot of people.
And every year, there's always rumors flitting about that San Diego Convention Center is going to lose Comic-Con. They're going to go to Vegas. They're going to go to Orlando. And every year, San Diego scrambles to figure out how to keep them here because they've outgrown this huge convention center already.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there were a lot of tents and parking lots.
Right.
Like CES, they eliminated the parking lots, put tents up here. And I was walking along, and there are tents across the street now. But, boy, trying to eat at night here.
There's events at all the hotels. I mean, everything is booked.
Hey, we're at Lego. I'll show you.
Oh, hey, look, we finally made it to Lego.
Let me just see if it's still in operation.
By the way, folks, everybody in the chat was talking about Cookie Monster Guy. That's Andrew. He was at the meetup. We know him. He's not a stalker. It's all good.
I love these Comic-Con bags. They're really, they've become, it's almost an outfit.
Yes, they're made to be wearable. They come with a neck brace. Did you know that?
Well, as you fill up, you need it.
Yes, it's just amazing the amount of stuff that...
And not wearable over your head, but like as a backpack.
Yes, and I guess a shield in case someone tries to stab you.
Well, there's a lot of people with swords here.
Yes, a lot. Lighted and non-lighted. But
wow.
This is the interesting thing about, let's see. Oh, we can get a shot here. So, you know what? At all these events, like on the other side of this thing, there is a giant Lego statue. And at the toy fair, there was a giant Lego car. And I thought, they must have experts that they pay thousands of dollars to build these things. Look at, this is backstage Lego. Look at who builds those models.
This is Now It Can Be Told, the real story.
This is the scary part of Comic-Con.
Of the child labor behind
where
Lego.
Where children run free with Legos.
There they are, folks, the builders of these Lego monuments.
This reminds me of my childhood.
There was a little girl here this morning. Right now they're a little more spread out, but it was a great big pile. And she ran, jumped on her back in the pile, and was doing Lego angels with her arms.
like it was leaves or snow.
I thought that has got to be the most uncomfortable thing in the world, laying on a pile of Legos. But
this little girl seems to be going for
a mine theme, perhaps.
I think it's a sign of 2012.
Sign her up because
she has really got
the men in suits will come shuffle her off into the main room shortly.
Exactly. Get that girl. Sign it to a contract.
Some of these displays, though, are incredible. I mean, no stone was left.
Yeah, look at the intricacy.
Look at this.
Yeah.
It's like an epic battle. We've got flames. Legos are way cooler than I remember. They've got all sorts of stuff now. And more expensive, too.
Yeah, we've got Harry Potter Hogwarts here. And a lot of kids have grown up with Harry Potter and have bought sets. But did yours ever look like that?
Warthog Express, but you know I was back over there looking. They range from $18 to $150 per section. So like the castle's $150. The little bus, see the purple bus, really beautiful. I think the bus is $60. So this is probably $150,000 if you wanted to build everything in here. Maybe a little less.
Save your pennies, kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I make that in 8 years at Twit.
You just have to sell an article to Mad Magazine every issue for how many years?
Another 40.
And then you can afford to buy.
I could build this.
Excellent. Well, yeah, this is actually a really smart idea.
Great idea. I've been in and out all day, and the kids are loving this. Also, it's a great way for parents who want to run somewhere quick and look at a booth. They can say, hey, play here. I'll be back in an hour.
Yeah, the kids are like, I don't know what all these weird superheroes are all about, but we love Legos.
Let's get in Legos.
Now, I wonder why they picked yellow. Because if you notice, like, every block that's
really
available for the kids is yellow.
On a red carpet.
Oh,
later.
Maybe. That could be. Did she build that? Did you build that from scratch?
Very good.
It's very nice.
That
wow.
is excellent.
Impressive stuff. It's a fortress.
Wow. Yeah.
No one's getting in that castle.
This is the vice president right here. Five more years. Vice president. There's the president right there who built that.
She's just like...
Ziggurat.
I'm already done. I don't need to do anything else.
Oh, no, she's packing up.
My masterpiece is finished.
She's putting her shoes on.
Well...
story.
I do see some Star Wars stuff over here. I don't know if that's where the leather jackets are, but we could give it a go.
We are in search of Star Wars leather jackets.
And why not? Why not? We don't do this every day.
Who does?
Nobody?
Now that we've got a stable stream, we're not saying anything, but the Lego stuff, you'll see it on the podcast version.
Oh, wait, was our stream out for a bit?
They were complaining about it.
Well, at least someone's paying attention.
Hey, where did Hilton
Thanks,
go?
Thanks, Tom.
He's still looking. He's fascinated by the Legos.
They are walking
Hilton's
around the
B-roll.
Long way, I believe. In
no,
the
he's
meantime,
he's right behind us. He's right
there's
over there.
Is it a evil transformer? That's a pretty neat outfit.
Yeah, check that guy out.
Yeah.
I believe he is advertising Hercules, our hero.
I think it's a new...
Don't call it a Transformer.
It looks very un-Lego-like, though, doesn't
hero
it?
Hero Factory. It's Hero Factory.
Oh, Hero Factory. Oh, are they branching out from Legos? That's an official...
It's a place where you can build heroes.
Oh, like Twit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been my hero for years. Well, days.
Seconds. But yeah, it is kind of their Transformers type stuff.
No, okay. In other words, we can take him.
It's so overwhelming. I mean, it's like there's Archie Comics, there's The Walking Dead, we've got Marvel.
Oh, there's Boom
Buffy,
Studios right over there.
Of course. I mean, all of the.
And we're not even in the center. Like,
no, we're just in Hall C.
We haven't hit the place where Paramount and BBC America and AMC and. Oh, yeah. Everybody's here.
Mattel.
Even Roger Chang is here.
Roger Chang?
Right down this
oh, here we go. Boy. We're going to find those Star Wars jackets.
We're going to find the Star Wars jackets. Now that we've talked about them enough, I want to see them.
I love the idea of a
what if we go around
Harry Chewbacca
the,
on my back, so to speak. Mark Hamill did a signing here earlier today. He'll be back tomorrow, 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay, here we go. So these are...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You got even a Darth Maul jacket. We've got Batman getting pictures here. It's a little crossover here, Batman in front of the Star Wars uniforms.
These are awesome.
He is probably just a fan.
I would expect, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So
this is the... This is what I want.
Isn't this pretty amazing? But as I said...
I'm sure it's very affordable.
Yeah, you know what? It still says prototype pending. So you can't just buy it.
Yeah, are you with EFX? Oh, hi. I'm Tom. We're streaming live on the internet right now, and this is Dick DiBartolo from Mad Magazine. He noticed your stuff here and brought us over to take a look.
The owner is David Pia.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, if this actually gets approval, what would something like this cost at retail?
These are actually approved. These are just our prototypes still. Like, basically, these are going to be... We don't have an exact cost right now, because after the... after we make them and we figure out the cost and with everything, then it's going to be around the ballpark of $998 to $1098 like the rest of our suits.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I would have thought a little bit higher. But, yeah. You know, the tag on it says pending approval.
Well, no, we have Marvel licenses, but, yeah, we just got, once we get them, once they're done, right. We just submit them over. And
we have Marvel licenses. Does that cover the Star Wars?
Oh, sorry, we have Marvel, we have Lucas, we have... DC and Disney. So okay. We got our Tron.
We also have a beautiful submarine over here. What is that from?
That is actually from EFX, and that's not with us. We just share the booth with EFX.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
You want nothing to do with them, basically.
No, well, we do. They're right. Good friends of ours.
But their booth.
Okay. They've actually lent us their helmets, too, for these.
Okay.
Yeah,
well.
Now, we should point out, these helmets don't come with the suits.
No, these helmets are all...
These are not rated for road use.
No, they're not DOT approved. They're just prototypes.
Could you branch out into that someday and make an actual rated Stormtrooper helmet?
There's a lot of legal requirements when it comes to helmets, and that's not something that I'm sure the owner wants to get.
It's just too much paperwork. Too much.
Exactly.
Too bad.
Are they breathable?
The helmets?
How long could you wear one of these comfortably?
The suits. Yeah. No.
They vented and everything.
Like they're fully vented.
It's like a mesh liners right here. So all the wind, as soon as you're riding, will just blow right in through. But we also have liners inside. So if it gets too cold, you add in the liner and there it goes. Now these
look scary coming down a night in a motorcycle on one of these.
All of them have CE approved body armor.
Oh, hey.
Included, but everything's removable. So people use them as costumes too as well. Just like Wolverine over here.
Nice.
Zen Company, yes, sir. Universal Designs.
Wow.
This is our creation right
now,
here.
Now, what is that? So people can buy this outfit?
Yes, they can,
okay,
yes.
Okay, you would dry clean it first, though.
With the claws?
Well, except for the claws, they belong to me. They come out, and, you know, they hurt every time they come out.
Oh, okay.
I like the claw guards that you've got just to stay safe.
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely,
that's
absolutely.
And what does this cost?
This cost $9.98 when it was purchased.
Oh, the same as the jackets.
Yes.
But you get the pants, right?
It's the whole suit, $9.98.
The whole suit, $9.98, okay.
Jacket, suit, and gloves was $9.98.
Oh. It's the same venting system. You got the mesh on there? Because I don't see it as obviously
as here. Leather because it's patterned after the original movie suit, from what I understand. So it's a little bit more heavier suit. But it is fully armored, you know, fully CE-approved body armor for motorcycle riding.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, this is great.
Are you staying cool? The place is AC, but you look pretty...
Considering the amount of people here that are breathing, and yeah, I'm fairly okay. I haven't passed out. I'm doing all right.
So is Batman from your company, too?
Batman is part of the company as well, yes.
That is Batman, is he $9.98, too?
That's $9.98 as well. In fact, that one's been sold out, but it's going to be re-released in a few days on the website, as we all know.
Now, do you get the mask with Batman?
The mask is not included because the company does not deal in that.
Oh,
I see.
They
don't make masks. It's not a costume.
How about the
belt? It's not a costume.
Okay.
They're,
so the belt is just
the movie suits, is what it is.
It's just the black part.
Yes.
You can wear whatever you want on your head.
With the Dark Knight suit compared to this suit here, you can see it has Cordura mesh, so it breathes a little bit more compared to this suit here.
Right.
But they're both fully armored, fully padded, safe for motorcycle riding.
Now, does the raspy whisper come with the mask?
Batman's in love with Sarah Lane.
All right, that's. More awesome than I thought you were going to talk.
If you put it on, you'd sound like, I'm serious, you would.
It's a good voice.
Where have you been?
Just hanging.
Just waiting it. Yeah. I've been here all night waiting for you.
I am here.
Okay, you can be the next Vicky Vale, okay?
Okay, great.
Was that a threat?
I didn't know I was in the new movie.
Oh, congratulations, that's fantastic.
I should probably get to the set.
Movie. Snap my fingers in
your
ear.
Are you already moving in on my territory, bub?
Okay, watch out. Back out.
Everybody keep cool. Cool.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you guys.
Excellent. Thank you guys. Now, also, we should point out, not only does the headgear not come, but the hair doesn't come either.
The hair is optional.
Yeah. That's something you'll have to tease yourself.
You don't have to go there to get hair. It looks like you can get hair here.
Oh, yes, you're right. I see what you're talking about.
It's like a little Chewbacca... googly toy.
Oh, they're cute. Are these guys for sale or are they just?
That
people make them. Oh, okay, great.
Oh, that's awesome. It's a knit your own R2 cap.
That's awesome. That's
a
great.
A lot of DIY going on at Comic Con.
I was over.
Not just Batman suits.
Star Wars vintage toys, and I'm going. vintage toys. And the kid next to me goes, yeah, well, the first movie was 1977.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I guess to him this really is.
Well, and the thing is, you buy the craft book, you make the items, you wait 30 years, vintage toys.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then profit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
always the next step.
35 years, vintage live television.
Right. Yeah. Save this video right now, yeah, as grainy as it may or may not be for you live streamers.
Right. You were talking vintage. About laser.
Oh, look at that.
Dan,
yeah.
Dan.
What do we got here?
What do one of those cost? Yeah, the lit ones.
$20? That's not bad.
That's pretty.
Oh, so you don't wave. You don't wave them around. They're wall lights.
They're laser rammers.
Yeah, I see.
I see. Well, you could take it off if.
But it has the white thing attached to it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's still pretty good though, even for a wall light.
It's like a candelabra.
You could buy enough of them, hang them straight down from the ceiling.
Okay,
you've also got
you.
The mini light. Thank
wow.
you.
Wait a minute. I suddenly have Sarah's job. I don't want to take you.
It's all right. I just figured you might like to hold the mic for a minute.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I did.
Instead of having us
doing that. That was like
all a time. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like that kind of. Kind of coming at you.
So this is where we are square in the Star Wars section of Comic-Con.
Yeah, there seems to be quite
Absolutely.
A bit of Star Wars
there
around here.
A ton of stuff
We've got
here.
Some author signings around this area. Simon Beecroft
Character
is right there.
Character encyclopedias. It can be helpful.
You know what? It was very funny in this presentation I did. Someone asked, did you ever get sued? And I said, when we did the Star Wars takeoff, Mad was sued. And the lawyer said, that's copyright infringement, and you owe us the original artwork, and you owe us 20% of the profits of the magazine, because that's how much the satire takes up. But fortunately, a day before the lawyers wrote us, George Lucas has sent the letter to John Ficarra, who you met, saying, there should be an Academy Award for Dick DiBartolo and Mort Drucker for satirizing
oh,
my
movie.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
So Bill Gaines, who was alive then, scribbled across the lawyer's letter, gee, George liked it. See, enclosed letter. So,
you know, and that is not the first time.
Thank you, thank you.
That is not the first time that someone said that.
Right.
To,
no,
to,
I know.
That's not the first time that I've heard that story about Lucas, the arts, or whatever, having their lawyers doing their job, yes, going after cause, and George going, no, I actually like that.
Know,
that's pretty
I
good.
Know, I know it's great. It's great. It's too bad that I guess they probably don't even work in the same city. You know, they just sit there and go, who can we sue? We have to sue two people a day.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Now check this out. We've got vintage Star Wars: Revenge of the Jedi. Action figure box, life size, that you can go stand in and get your picture taken. And they give you a lightsaber of your choice. I believe they have red and blue. Although he's got blue and he's in the Darth Vader box. That just doesn't make sense.
No. He's cross-sorting.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's allowed in California. Wasn't that voted down?
It was voted down. It's
yeah.
okay in New York.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, maybe there's some sort of easement.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, but
this one is $125. That one is the new one, the Ultimate FX. That's $35. Is this one is for kids? This one is for collectors.
It's between the two of them that there's such a huge difference in
same technology, but this one is metal. This one is plastic. This one has a lot more LEDs than this one. And on the collector edition, you can actually remove the blade.
Oh, okay. And it seemed like it was blinking on and off when you hit something.
It hit it against that. See? It blinks and it makes sounds.
The sound is a sound effect.
As it has contact, it makes sounds and it blinks, just like the real thing.
See, there's some blinking. That one seemed to blink.
Maybe the batteries are a little low, but that one blinks a lot more when you make
I want to see it blink. Oh, see, I like this. There's a sound effect, isn't there?
This one is coming out next month.
$35.
It's a lightsaber especially for kids.
$35.
Very good. Yeah. Wow.
That's a gizwiz.
That's a gizwiz thing. Excellent. Thank you.
And look, we have a Dagobah Skywalker ready to get into the box. The Darth Vader box, so it kind of makes sense if you think about it.
This is a lightsaber. This is the weapon of the
He's got Yoda.
Yeah. I mean, it's the sun. But when he goes into the underground, the tree in Empire Strikes Back.
Right. I just love how they. Oh my gosh.
So I just.
Here she is.
Why
are you
word?
So hungry
you
for
what?
Hearts?
Suddenly,
you know,
I'm hungry.
It helps the baby grow strong.
Oh, it's about the baby. So you're a Carrion mother.
I am. I'm Daenerys from Game of Thrones.
Of course.
This is a heart?
It's a horse's heart, yeah.
A horse's heart.
It's nice to meet...
Calories.
I'm not sure. I don't count calories.
Oh, you don't count calories.
No.
It's nice to meet. Nice to meet you, Khaleesi.
Thank you.
It's a horse's heart. I've been called something like that, but...
Yeah, but it was a different...
Yeah, it's a different...
Easy to procure the horse's heart?
No, it was a little difficult, actually, but... You know, I pulled a few strings.
You do what you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, I donated a pint of blood earlier today. Did you buy the blood at the blood bank by any chance?
No,
it's fresh squeezed.
All out of here. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you look great.
What did you think of the depiction of you in the HBO series?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
So you're not going to sue them then?
No, I gave them permission.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great.
Hungry for blood, but very nice.
Oh, yeah. Blood.
She's got three dragons to take care of, a baby. She's got a lot on her mind.
Who wouldn't act like this?
Right. Do you have blood helper in the container here? Of course, the price of blood is so expensive.
There might be a little more blood in there.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you. This is great.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Enjoy the heart. It does look nice, doesn't it, Tom?
Well, she's the heir to the Targaryens. She's, you know, the Khaleesi of the Dothraki. So it's a good costume.
You know what? I don't feel like having a snack anymore. So let's.
You know, it had the opposite effect. It made me hungry.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
A hearty meal, if you will.
Oh, Sarah.
Sarah just won.
It just happens.
Excellent.
I wanted to point out, now, this whole thing here, these Hasbro is putting out the vintage collection.
This is the vintage collection. And who knew that Star Wars was now almost 35 years old?
Adam12 in our chat room sent me one of these, a vintage Boba Fett. And Boba Fett was a action figure that you had to send away proofs of purchase to get. And then they would send you the Boba Fett. So you had to buy other action figures. You had to buy like four or five other action figures. And then you sent the proofs of purchase, and then you get the Boba Fett. And it came with a rocket launcher on the back that would actually come out. But they found out it was a choking hazard. So when they actually sent the Boba Fetts, most of them were sent with the rocket pack glued in. So even though you had been promised as a kid you were going to get this rocket launcher, it didn't come out. The vintage version has the rocket launcher come out.
That's a very little known, very interesting.
It's an unresolved part of my childhood.
No, okay, and isn't that what
it just
we're here for?
On your story.
Isn't that no? It was reverse excitement.
It's known by another name, but I can't remember what that word is right now. No, but they're putting out all of those action figures again.
Right? Yeah.
Do we want to go around the other side and see?
See more than the back?
Oh my word! What is? That
is a slave Leia, but not the kind you're probably used to seeing.
Say no. There is a certain thing about people bearing skin that should not be bearing skin.
Just wonderful. Really good looking.
And the knit cap just makes it
all
work.
Like,
it really puts it together, doesn't it?
And I thought it would be.
He just said,
you know, it reminds me of another story from my childhood.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it. What was it?
The
heart-wrenching thing about the story.
I had a knit... we're having stream troubles, apparently, so I can't finish that story. I guess we'll move on to the next.
Okay, very good. Okay.
No, but yeah, we should see the other sides. You could see what those things look like. Everybody's crowding in.
The Star Wars Darth Vader... voice-changing mask.
Yeah, we had one of those at CNET, actually. We used to run around and put it on all the time.
Years and years ago, right?
It was in my childhood.
Yeah. Oh, in your childhood. Okay. There it is. Evidently, it's back now, and it's only $20?
That's amazing, actually. Yeah, you're right. ARP, $19.99.
Well, now, wow, $20. I'm going to get one of those. Oh, what is going on up here?
Looks like we have a throne of some sort.
Okay. And Leo's not on it?
Or Elvis.
Or Elvis.
We just want to see this stuff.
I know. Well, I was actually getting ready to get my picture taken, but I don't want to cut
fine.
Line.
Fine, you know, that's all right, too.
Hey, listen, I don't get to hang out with stormtroopers just every
Doesn't
day.
Doesn't this sort of stuff take you back when you see these vintage things?
All right, so which one did I have? Where's... I had an old Luke, but I'm not sure it was exactly that.
It looks a little different, doesn't it?
It does look a little different. He looks almost more like a Geico caveman in that particular...
R5-D4 looks pretty awesome as well. So yeah, they're not replicas of the originals here, but they're done better. They're improved somehow, it seems like.
Compared to the price of everything around here, even these are reasonably priced.
Yeah, we're seeing like $9 or $10 for these over here, $20 for these bigger sets.
Even that saber that's coming out for $35. That's pretty decent.
Star Wars is bargain country these days. Maybe because they don't have any new movies out.
Oh, maybe. That could be. We don't have to make movies. Let's just bring back all the toys.
Yeah, put them out for cheap, for sure.
Amazing.
A Y-wing fighter. I actually had that land speeder, too.
This guy?
Yeah. Although it didn't look as good as that.
And that's $17. Pretty nifty. The Android set. It doesn't come with a phone. Damn. Nice. This is some nice. These are really nicely done.
Yeah, these are well done pieces. They're trying to look vintage, but at the same time improve the look.
So you know, so you're saying that when they say vintage, these aren't toys that were made when the movie first came out?
Well, they look the same as the packaging, but they've obviously gone in and improved the toy itself.
Oh, okay. Well, then you really are a connoisseur of old toys.
Well, of old Star Wars toys. I just got a lot of them when I was a kid.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
It was easy for my parents. They just like, oh, we'll just get him more Star Wars crap. Oh,
okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, do you have any other picks for us to...
We have some rather large Transformer action straight ahead.
Monstrous, but he doesn't do anything, so I was a little disappointed in him right here.
He might hear you.
Yeah, I know. That would be great.
Who says he doesn't do anything?
As a matter of fact, I thought it was kind of sad that you go to the Transformer booth and they have a big Transformer that can't transform. I mean...
Well, it doesn't. We don't know if it can't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. Well, only because I don't see any moving parts. Everything looks like it's all molded into one piece.
Why don't we try to make him move?
Okay. Hey, you know what? You're ugly.
Hey, you guys should talk to my friend dressed as Slave Leia. Guy.
With the knit cap?
I like your friend dressed as Slave Leia.
He's a fan of you guys, so.
Oh, cool.
That's what makes it so much more awkward for him.
Send him this way. We'll talk to him. Apparently, Slave Leia is a big fan.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, well,
Slave Leia.
Was he a boy?
Yes. I actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I don't want to assume.
We have some sort of a battle of the Antlers going on.
Gentle Giant LTD.
Wow.
Gentle Giant Limited, as they say in Britain.
Look at these guys.
Oh, yeah, we have some Thor action, maybe?
A hammer?
Got the hammer.
Yeah, the hammer. This is not a commercial venture.
It's hard to tell sometimes who's...
I can just tell because he's got a badge and a bag.
I loved the Mrs. Captain America where we said, did you make this? And she says... No, I'm an employee.
I know.
Honest question.
I know. It's really, it is. Now, these people are very good, but they are just fans.
How are you, by the way?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How'd the panel go?
Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good. I'm sorry you couldn't make it. Yeah. We started 10 minutes late figuring you'd show up. But
oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's all right. It's just no problem.
I heard that you might be talking to my friend, Justice Leia. I apologize for it.
Oh, it's okay. No problem.
Slave Leia is trying to make his way towards us, but he keeps getting stopped for pictures. He's very popular, yeah.
Yes.
Well, there he is. So, you know, we were telling people at the very start of our show, of all the different costumes, Slave Leia is actually one of the more popular ones, so it's great to get a chance to talk to someone who's dressed up that way.
Yeah, you know, it was a really tough choice. It's
other options.
Not dressing up at all. I lost a bet.
You lost a bet?
Yeah. Pretty big bet.
What was the bet?
We did a Star Wars trivia contest on the podcast, Media Junkyard, and I lost 5-21, so I lost bad.
Yeah.
And they got to pick what you had to wear?
Then, yeah, they let the fans write in.
Ah, crowdsourced it. Very good.
Number one pick was...
Is this homemade?
No. I bought the cheapest one I could find. It's also a size too small. I got tape on the back.
Oh, ingenious. You know, the creativity people show in making these costumes is amazing.
It's from the line Secret Wishes for Playful Adults, too, as well. So.
Oh.
Okay. And how does the hat figure in?
I don't have a ponytail, so I figured hipster Slave Leia would be.
Very good.
Okay.
Bringing it modern.
Yeah, modern.
Slave Leia Williamsburg style.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm like the slave who was a slave before other people were slaves on Tatooine.
L-Train Leia.
You're also practical because you're wearing comfortable shoes.
Well,
neglect, so this is good.
Yeah, you have to support your arches because that's really important, especially when you're walking.
Did the bet include, like, how many hours you had to be here? Or did you have to walk? Did you have to walk from your hotel dressed the way you are?
I changed in the bathroom, and as we walked out of the bathroom, the guy stopped Damon Lindelof and said, "Hey, look, your friend is dressed as Slave Leia." So that was the first person who saw me. So the
co-creator of Lost was the first person to see you in this costume.
Yeah. He left.
It's not a lot of pressure.
Yeah, he wasn't that impressed, I don't think. So, but
he missed the point.
We are trying.
He's done it before. Yeah, that was what he's like. Yeah, like I've never seen a guy dressed up as Slave Leia.
As hipster Slave Leia.
Like this cost, by the way, in case we have any frisky adults watching.
Sure, about $40 on Amazon.com. I recommend getting the actual size you need. As I put it on, my plastic ripped right around in my...
So unfortunate.
Right here.
How do you...
Yeah, see? It's just the bra and...
The bra, then I got my chain right here.
Wow.
A joke, a HUD or something.
Right. Yeah, you probably want to choke someone by the end of the day.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Hey, have you found yourself liking it more than you expected? Than you expected?
No,
less? Yeah, okay.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah, so no qualms about that.
The show?
No, just right now.
Okay.
Just right now. So
you come just once.
I had to walk around for a while and get my picture taken.
Well, you're a crowd favorite. I mean, you're a real hit, so hopefully this is... turning into something really nice for you.
For those of us who are, for those of us in our audience who are social networking gurus and consultants, how would you monetize this?
At Shut Up Tim on the Twitter.
Said Twitter. That's all we need to know.
Also lap dances. I accept 20s and ups.
Well, you said you're also involved in a podcast as well.
Yeah. MediaJunkyard.com.
Yes. And for those in the audience who may be faced with bets in the future, do you have any advice for them?
Don't do Star Wars trivia, and don't let people choose what you get to wear.
Good.
Very sage.
Good
advice
for the young kids out there.
Yeah. Take heed. You end up like this guy.
All right.
Thanks,
L-Train Leia. It was nice talking to you.
Enjoy your time here. You get the feeling that he's like, all right.
He was done with that interview about, I don't know,
10
first words. Yeah.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, his friend said, "Oh, he's a big fan of yours." I don't think he knew who we
were. Oh, yeah. He had no idea.
I don't think he had any idea who we were.
He was like, "Crap, camera. I have to do this."
People on camera who want to
it's
make
a bet.
Fun of me.
That is an amazing baby costume. Really looks like a baby. Those people were not impressed, though. They were quite frightened of us. My Little Pony is here. This is not a show just for the men, but it is also for the pony lovers.
But I am
this is toys and comics galore. So
you know, I was a My Little Pony collector as a kid, and I still have all of them. Oh yeah,
I know many.
When did that first come out?
Oh well, I was
seven or eight, so it was early 80s.
Okay, wow, okay. Now, there's a Transformer. I wonder if he does anything.
He's a Lego Transformer.
Now, is he actually still more than meets the eye? Because, I mean, I know Legos.
I feel like everything has met the eye.
And those knobs are actually Lego. That's very meta. There's a Lego knobs on top of regular Legos.
You know, this really did a nice job.
Yeah, I've seen better.
It's pretty nice. You know, I don't know.
Oh, this is Creo, not Lego, by the way. We should make that clear.
There's a difference.
We're loosely calling it Creo or Lego, but it's Creo. Lego no longer has the patent, so you can make interoperable blocks now, but you still can't call them Lego.
Oh, that's interesting. But Creo, wait, the technology of the blocks is now in public domain?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say public domain because I don't know all the legalities, but I know you can now make interoperable blocks where you couldn't a few years ago. So okay. I don't know what the exact legalities of it.
Okay. Well, this is pretty close to fooled us for a minute.
Yeah.
We got word I heard it from Eileen this morning that The Walking Dead is coming back October 16th.
Yes, that's right.
That's
we're going to
see
the governor. We're going to see a farm, apparently.
I wonder if there's zombies over there.
I don't know if we're going to see the governor, actually. They talk about casting. We may not see the governor this time.
I would assume that there might be zombies over on the other side.
I think there will probably be
many zombies.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars, the Blu-ray saga was announced. It was announced a while ago, but at Comic-Con, they released an app that gave you some sneak previews to some of the features that are going to be on the Blu-ray disc when it comes out in the fall. So they've got a big booth here promoting that as well. But you don't need to come to Comic-Con to enjoy it. You just go to your app store and download the Comic-Con or the Star Wars app, and you'll be able to get some of those features sneak peeked. If I can coin a verb.
Oh, yeah.
Sneak peek.
Yeah.
I got sneak peeked one time in Vegas.
Oh, now what is this guy doing? Oh, he's just...
People are posing with C-3PO. It's amazing the lines that everyone wants a picture.
Yeah. Oh.
And there's...
Wow, wait a minute. It's
a little
spaceship ride.
Oh.
So you get to see more of the Blu-ray.
If you don't mind waiting 18 hours...
And obviously, X-Wing fighter pilots are best suited for moving people in and out of theaters.
Yes. Also, what's very depressing is you'll look at a line going into something and you'll go, oh, the line's not that bad. And then you'll see someone go to try to get on the line. And one of the people who works here will go, sir, the line starts outside the building.
We've broken it here for pedestrian purposes.
Exactly. And it'll snake through 19 corridors and then you'll be at this spot. By Sunday.
We are sort of heading into the middle of the Hollywood portion of the show floor.
We are.
You can see Lionsgate Film over there. You can see BBC America, AMC. Do you have any more picks we need to head towards, or should we just...
I don't, so we can just roam.
Let's head towards The Walking Dead, then.
Let's head to... That's kind of where I'm
Follow
hoping
Andrew
we end up.
In the Cookie Monster shirt. Lions get given away a Vizio tablet. Ah, so yeah. A little CES-ness to the whole thing here. BBC America. Usually covered in Doctor Who stuff, but they're promoting Torchwood this year as well.
Oh, look at these great...
It's the Mad Hatter, I guess?
Yeah. Or is he from
or is
Batman?
It, yeah, is it the...
What was the guy in Batman?
The Riddler?
The Riddler? He's at the wrong booth, I think.
I don't know if he's dressed up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right, let's make our way towards The Walking Dead, shall we?
Yeah, we've hit mass capacity, and it's not even Saturday yet. That's the scary
thing. Yeah, Saturday is the peak time.
Are you going to be here tomorrow?
Yes,
oh, my word. You're going to... Lots of luck.
Now you are flying back up to Petaluma tomorrow.
I'm flying to San Francisco. I have a 3:30 flight. And then Sunday, we'll be doing the weekly Daily Gizwiz from the new... Have you been up there?
Oh, yeah. It's two blocks away from where the cottage is. So, and you will be doing the Daily Gizwiz is on the living room set, I believe.
Yes.
Which is really nice.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, the Twit will be the first show.
Wow.
live, and then Weekly Daily Gizmo is the second live show.
Awesome.
So it's so great that it dovetailed with this so that I didn't have to fly back and then fly back again.
Wow.
This is great. We actually have a...
I can tell
you can get your picture taken.
A lot of Facebook profiles are going to look like this scene come tomorrow.
On the roof with the zombies about to get you.
Oh, this is awesome. So have you watched The Walking Dead?
I watched two episodes. It is bloody.
It is
bloody and a little confusing. Because John Ficarra said, do you want to do The Walking Dead for Mad? And I watched a couple of episodes. I said, I am lost. And my stomach, it is.
So they're recreating a pivotal scene when he has to.
Oh, so you know the series well.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was just six episodes in the first season. But yeah, I bought a season pass.
Here it goes. Okay, I see. Oh, my word. Oh.
Now, you may recognize this actor who's been a regular on the NSFW show on Twit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
What's he been on?
NSFW show with Brian Brushwood and Justin Robert
this
Young
guy?
On Twit. Yeah, after they saw him on Walking Dead, they contacted him and said, you know, he actually liked their show, and he's been on several times.
Oh, wow. As an actor.
No, just for an interview, just a chat, you know, play along.
That's fun. I love all of this being the scene type stuff. You know what strikes me is there are a lot of people with professional SLR cameras, but the majority of everybody just takes pictures on their phones now.
Oh, yeah. Especially with phones being 5 megapixels, you get a decent picture.
That's all that'll fit in my pocket. It's all you need.
Well, I think we're going to about wrap stuff up here. Should we head back into the lobby and...
We'll finish.
Lobby. There might be snacks.
Let's go on to the lobby.
And have ourselves a beer.
Treat. That
is
same word.
Back as a series.
Yeah. Now, after I saw that ABC was bringing this series to air, I was like, who owns the trademark for Pan Am? There is an airline. I think it operates only in South America that owns the trademark.
It really is.
But what I haven't found out is if it was a money-making thing for them to license the logo to ABC because they own the rights to this, and ABC's using the old Pan Am logo.
So people are just sitting in this replica?
They're waiting to take off. Are they in for a shock?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this plane, while it doesn't have an engine or a pilot, doesn't have a strange smell to delay your takeoff. So it has its advantages.
Yeah, there's just something weird around every turn. You just got to look up.
It's sort of a ride because they're buckling in. And the stewardess just gave a speech. Oh. We should get somebody with one of those scary masks to put their head in the window.
It'd be like Twilight Zone again. We headed this way? All right, we're headed back this way. Yeah. Hilton wants to see Pan Am.
We're going towards the sunlight. Something I barely remember.
Oh, we're in the picture. Let's get around. Now, this is the other thing you'll find is a ton of people will get stopped and ask for pictures. Most people dressed up don't mind.
Can I take your picture? They go, oh, okay.
No, I didn't dress up as this amazing superhero for anyone to look at me.
You know, exactly. They thrive on this. I was watching some people in the hotel lobby last night just looking for cameras.
And you know, you might criticize that narcissism or whatever, but at the same time, it's an art form like any other art form.
Absolutely. And it's the 5 days a year where you can live out your fantasy and other people actually admire it. So it's great.
Well, when it's done well, yeah.
Yes. I was talking to somebody here from KTLA. Someone was dressed as someone from Star Wars, and I said, here, people love it. In New York, if you get on a train dressed as a Star Wars figure, someone goes, oh, somebody likes Star Wars. They couldn't care less.
So this is the right place to be if you like dressing up.
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
Anything. It doesn't have to be flattering.
No.
Clearly.
No, that's a very good point, because there are a lot of people here that are grim. Intentionally.
Yes, intentionally grim.
All right. Well, that's it for today's coverage.
I think. I think we've. I feel like I've been in there all day, and it was.
I felt like I've been on several continents.
The time I've spent with you has gone so slowly. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's information overload a bit. You know, I just keep looking around, taking pictures of weird things, and seeing all the people.
Right. So we don't want to be angry birds, but we are going to.
Dick DiBartolo, thanks for being our guide, showing us around. Really appreciate it.
Should we finally do something? What are you hiding?
I'm holding my phone.
Oh, okay.
And of course, we're doing this live broadcast during when the Daily Gizwiz would normally be on.
That is correct.
But that will be on from the new studio as the second show.
The second live show from the new studio. Oh, no, today's Friday. So the Daily Giz is normally on Saturday.
Oh, right, that's right. But it still will be the second show.
Sunday, weekly Daily Giz Whiz.
It'll be on the living room set, the first show on the living room set, which is one of our most beautiful.
Okay, I can hardly wait. I will bring cushions. Do I need cushions or is it?
They're built into the seats.
Nice, nice.
Thanks. Thanks to the folks who make the live view, that make the live stream possible so we can bring this to you. Thanks to everybody for watching. You can find this on our Twit Special stream. Of course, you already know that because you're watching it. We'll see you later.
Bye, guys. See you tomorrow.